sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, that's what we do. And guess what? We're back on the road for the first time since, God, I don't even remember. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. Nick Sciarra out here with us at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. And finally, the Blitz is on the road again. And a very, very cool place. We'll be talking about it a lot. If you get a chance, swing by. I can highly recommend the fajita beef quesadillas. Very strong. Good queso. And if you want to get in today, well, don't worry about the phone lines because we don't take calls when we're on the road. But plenty of other ways to reach the show. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter. I just did Twitter. There's the text line, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on Twitch. No, you can't get us on Twitch.
I mean, no.
You can go on Twitch.
You can listen on Twitch.
You can comment on Twitch, but I'm not going to see it. So text, Twitter are your best bets today. And, yeah, we're in Webster, and a very cool place, I have to say. And I was chatting with the owner a little bit. I do get down here a lot for, like, on my way to visit the family and stuff like that. This is going to be my new hangout down here.
Okay.
So, what's going on, Hoffman?
Not much. I haven't seen you without a hat in some time.
Yeah, well, you know, when I wanted to show off.
And this is Barry Melrose.
That's the look. Yeah, I decided to, since I was going to be out in public, I've been talking about it, I'm going to bring the Barry Melrose look.
Okay.
So, there it is.
Well, how's your day, sir? How's your Friday?
You know what? It's been okay. The only thing I kind of noticed on the way down here was there's a lot of traffic on the road again. And I'm wondering, once we get everybody back on the road, how much that's going to suck. Because it's already traffic-y again.
So, I mean, as someone who drives in the mornings, like when there's, you know, when there's regular traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, it is incredibly light relative to normal still.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it's still bad. Like, there was a bottleneck at 610 and 45 that slowed way down.
I took the express lane.
Oh, okay.
And I saw that. I'm glad I took the express lane.
Yeah, because I get to that. And I've quit worrying about it because there's almost never traffic. And I get on it, and immediately, as soon as I get on 45, it's like, holy bleep, what is this? This is traffic. I forgot what this is like.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's going to suck more when the whole world's back on there. So, yeah, but got down here once I got past that really quickly, and just ready to rock and roll today, having a pretty good day. Got some work done and chilled out a little bit, and that's about it. Didn't really do anything important. Oh, I tell you what I did do. I started watching Hitler's Circle of Evil.
Oh.
Because I finished that World War II doc I was talking about, which was fantastic. You can skip the last two because one of them is the Holocaust and one of them is Hiroshima. And it's a hard watch because of the pictures.
Well, you don't want to skip it. I mean, that's history.
Well, no. I mean, don't skip. I mean, I already know the history. But they do it in color, and they've got all these things recolorized. And all the scenes from there are just, they're just hard to watch, which, as you would expect. But I started watching this new one. Well, it's not, I don't know if it's new, but it's called Hitler's Circle of Evil, and it's about all of his, you know, his inner circle guys and how they came to power, and it is fascinating just how evil these bastards
were. I've watched that too.
Oh, have you?
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, I'm about four episodes in, and it's just I'm not even going to call them humans. Whatever they are, they're just
They're Nazis.
They're pure friggin' evil.
Yeah.
And but it's fascinating.
No one's ever said, like, oh, that's a friendly Nazi. Like, they're all pretty bad news.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple who were less evil than others.
There's some folks would say there's good and bad people on both sides.
They would say that.
I disagree. I think that all Nazis are bad. I've always thought that.
And this will not change your mind.
Okay. Well, you know, I was curious how Josh would react because there's a sign on the door and there's a sign right here in front of me that says, "We do not allow any political talk here at Over Under. Please refrain from this type of conversation during your time here. We appreciate your understanding in this matter." And then it says Over Under Management, unless you're Josh Ennis or ESPN 97.5, and then you're allowed to talk about it. It didn't say that on the door.
No.
I'm glad that they updated the sign.
I think Joel added that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, at least that's what Josh said. So.
Well, that's good.
But, and it's probably going to come up today at some point, isn't it?
Not for me. I'm following the rules.
Well, you just have to frame it differently, I guess. But, it's a nice place, man. It's got a nice high roof, so it's airy, and there's plenty of room. And, we've got Helios here, so it feels like a road show.
Yeah, not too shabby, man.
And somebody says, now I'm having trouble with it. Not being a smartass, whenever you start with that, you're being a smartass. But didn't y'all say y'all weren't going to be going to bars for a while? That is not at all what I've said consistently. As long as I'm comfortable, I'm going. I hate that they've shut down the smaller ones. Like, to me, this kind of place is fine.
Yeah.
It's these people where there's thousands of 500 people in a bar that aren't self-distancing. That's the problem. But
I can't even reach out and touch you right now.
No.
I've got plenty of space. No one's around me. I feel fine in this bar. I don't want to be in a bar where I'm shoulder to shoulder with
people.
Right.
If you're closer than, 6 feet is what they say. But if you're closer than 3 feet, I don't want to be around you.
And people are sitting down with and taking their masks off.
Right.
At least when they're eating or drinking.
But when they
get up, our promo crew is here, and they've got masks on.
Oh, well, he's doing the thing where it's not over his nose.
Right.
Which
doesn't do him any good, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But if the people, when they're getting up and going to the restroom or whatever the case may be, they're putting on their masks the way it should be.
And I'm just glad the promo crew's alive because we haven't seen them in forever. And but they are alive and here and giving out koozies just like the old days. So it kind of feels normal. And you know what? This is funny what this texter just sent because it's exactly what I thought. It says, after seeing Hitler's Circle of Evil, anyone comparing Trump to Hitler should be laughed out of the building. Absurd. I thought the same thing. It's like those people who want to go. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. Yeah, he may be, whatever you think of him, it's nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing
like
what was going on there.
And I'm not saying Trump or Obama or any of these politicians, and I've heard them both compared to Hitler, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not saying any of them are, but the difference between Hitler and most other bad people is Hitler just didn't care. He pretty much wore it on, like, he was basically what you thought he was. He didn't try to hide it. He wasn't sneaky. He owned his bad guyness. Most guys, especially Americans, they try to hide being a bad guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know what any of these politicians are doing behind the scenes. I like to hope none of them are quite as evil as Hitler.
No,
but
what they're doing behind the scenes is probably one of their interns, but that's okay.
Or they're, you know, they're paying to have people rubbed out in other parts of the world. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if Hitler wanted someone rubbed out, he just did it. And there wasn't any, like, I'm going to go through these back channels. He was pretty much a front door guy.
And what's also interesting, and what I found fascinating from this, is you've heard of all these other guys, Himmler and Goebbels, and but those two, especially Goebbels, I mean, that guy was even worse, I think, in some ways than Hitler. And it's just fascinating to see, and it's the kind of thing that, and from watching that other documentary, you know, I could kind of see how this sort of thing could have risen up in Germany because of what was done to him after World War I. But to that extent,
and to what these guys became, it's like, oh my God, it's just, that is pure evil. And to think that human beings could do that to other human beings and take joy in it, I mean, it's just, it's insane. But it's fascinating stuff, and if you get a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it.
All right.
I've been on a weird...
I've got a list of like 20 things you've highly recommended, and I just don't, I don't get through television as fast as you anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true, because you have a life. I don't. And you have to go to the office, and I don't.
That's true.
And I really, it's really beneficial for me while I'm working at home to have something on the TV. And it helps me focus, believe it or not, because I'm better when I'm distracted like that. And I know that makes no sense, but that's kind of what it is. But yeah, I've really kind of gone down the documentary path for a while.
Yeah.
And these two in particular, the last two I've watched, have just been, well, I'm not done with this one, but the other one was just fantastic. And anytime I learn something about a subject that I thought I knew everything there was to know about it, I'm always kind of, that's exciting for me. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And come on out here to Over-Under if you are open to it. I mean, I get there's a lot of people still don't want to come out. That's fine. That's, sit back, enjoy the show. But $3 domestics all day, guess what I had, AJ? A Crawford Buck.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I broke my fast, as it were, on the alcohol. 20 beers on draft, including Crawford Buck. And full kitchen. Everything's made here. And like I said, I had the quesadillas. They were terrific. And it's 1416 FM 528. It's right across from the Emmons Autoplex. And also right next door to an archery center.
Are you going to be arching?
I'd like to arch. I actually went out back and was watching some people arch. And I thought, that looks cool, because it's open. You can actually see them shoot the arrows. I don't think I'd want to shoot a human being with an arrow.
Well, I would hope not.
But, well, I mean, it depends on the
That's enemy. Assault, brother.
Well, there's good and bad people on both sides, AJ.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah, so very cool place. Pat in the 409, speaking of World War II, you guys interested in the Tom Hanks Apple TV show? I haven't heard much about it, and I don't. Yeah, I don't know that I've watched Apple TV yet. I think I've got enough streaming services that I don't need Apple TV. But I'd have to read up more on it, about it. And 206 asks, is that on Netflix? Yeah, that Inner Circle's on Netflix. All right. I am going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, save that bee. We need him.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is prepping for pollinators this summer. Identify your backyard pollinator.
Foundation damage is a common problem for many homeowners in the state of Texas. Extreme weather conditions can cause rapid expansion and contraction of the soil underneath your home. These shifting soils can cause cracks in your walls, cracks in your brick, sloping floors, even gaps around the windows and doors. When the very health of your home is in jeopardy, rely on the experts. Rely on Ramjack Foundation Repair. Many companies promote foundation repair services, but there's only one Ramjack. Companies that periodically change methods, products, and systems can leave homeowners vulnerable to substandard work, worthless warranties, and persisting problems. Deciding on who will repair your home's foundation is critical. Don't do it twice. Do it right. Call Ramjack, the foundation repair experts for over 40 years.
Call 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Or visit us on the web at ramjack.com.
Pro Baseball is back. Enjoy it in person in Sugarland. The new 14 Constellation Energy League play starts July 10th at Constellation Field. Roger Clemens and his son, Kobe, will manage Team Texas, loaded with former UT, A&M, and Texas Tech stars. Skeeter skipper Pete Incaviglia and Greg Swindell will manage teams of former major leaguers and first-round picks, limited to 2,000 socially distanced fans and thoroughly sanitized for each game. Opening night, July 10th, fireworks presented by Victory Solar. Get tickets at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Let me tell you about Carbach for a minute. And Fred just said he broke his alcohol fast with the delicious Carbach. I got a text today of someone who got the Ultimate Party Pack, which has a little bit of several different beers. If you want to, you're having a get together, socially distancing, of course, but you're having a few people over and you're drinking your beers. Something for everybody in this thing, and it comes at a great value, as Eric Warren was telling us. Carbach has something for everybody's taste. From the light, like the Vive Cella, the Lil Cella, the Hella Cella, through the IPAs like Rodeo Clown and Hopadillo and Light Circus, all the way up to the BBHs. And it's all delicious. Crawford Bach, you can get the Love Street. There's something for everyone, like I said. They're doing a great job making sure all the grocery stores, all the gas stations are stocked with their beer. So follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery and with the restaurant and all those things. But make sure when you get out to the grocery store, you stock up on some Carbach.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. And you were talking about Carbach. Our buddy Andrew, did you see the tweet he sent us before the show?
Yeah.
Took our suggestion for the weekend and got a Carbach Ultimate Party Pack. So enjoy, my friend.
So, are you surprised to see what Governor Abbott had to say today?
I didn't see what he had to say today.
How dare you, Fred? He's the governor.
Yeah, I know, but you know my opinion of politicians.
He is talking not like a Republican right now.
Well, he hasn't been for the last couple of weeks.
Governor Abbott said today that the worst is yet to come with coronavirus. That doesn't sound like a Republican thing to say right now.
We need to stop testing. It's getting better out there.
He also said multiple times, if people stop wearing the mask, we're going to go back into an economic lockdown. People keep flouting the mask mandate. And he said the deaths that we're seeing announced today and yesterday, which are now over 100, these are people who likely contracted COVID-19 in late May. The worst is yet to come as we work our way through that massive increase in people testing positive. So he says he expects to see another increase next week. So he says the mask thing might be the only thing standing between businesses remaining open and another full-blown shutdown.
Well, look at him actually not being political and just being reasonable, which I think for the most part he has been. I think he was too slow on the masks. And, you know, I think that sort of set things back a little bit, but it's not like people were going to listen.
Well, Fred, what I said all along, and I'm talking about going back to, like, when we were first reopening things, all these people who were like, we've got to reopen, we've got to reopen, and then it's like, okay, we're going to reopen. And then those same people were like, I'm not wearing a mask. Like, is it really that big of a deal? Is it worth going back into that? Everybody's at home. No businesses are open. Is it worth that? I don't think it is.
No, but
like masks aren't that big of an inconvenience to me. It's not fun.
No, I don't. Listen.
But you know what's less fun? Not having anything open.
Exactly. And
the economy going into the crapper. That's not fun.
Yeah, and I saw the Chronicle had a thing about today about Texas economy showing signs of bouncing back. Yeah, all the data is from when we were open. So it's like, okay, I like the idea of some positive news. But, again, maybe not the best. But, yeah, that's the thing, man, is I'm all for opening stuff up. I'm all for coming out and doing things like this, as long as everybody just follows the rules. And it's so simple. It just does little things, not to protect yourself, but to protect everybody else. Because if you're protecting everybody else, guess what? They're protecting you,
we're going to be fine. I never wanted to shut things down. I just wanted people to be responsible. But people proved me wrong. When we came back, people proved me wrong that they can't do the little things you need to do.
It says here, he acknowledged that the mask order that Texans in counties with more than 20 cases must wear masks in public was neither popular nor convenient. But he said it was important for everyone to join in the effort. This plea comes as nearly 80 Texas counties have opted out of the order, while others are refusing to enforce it.
What are you going to do? I mean, that's the thing. I get people, well, another text line guy that's saying, mask talk's getting old. The reason we keep talking about it is because you guys won't wear them.
And also, it's in the news.
I mean, it is the news. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Change.
You know what else is getting old? Coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's getting old.
I don't want to be dealing with this again and month after month after month. And I'm sorry. If it means that I'm going to sit here and hammer that you should be wearing your damn mask until some of you guys do it that aren't doing it, you're going to keep hearing it. And if you don't like it, fine. You can leave. You don't get to hear me call people dickweeds. You don't get to hear AJ's great insight on the UFC. Fine.
I will say, with the exception of restaurants and bars where, and I don't go into many, I'm in one now, but I haven't gone into many in the last, since March or whenever we shut it down. I will say that every other business that I've gone into, I've been into the grocery store a couple times. I go into gas stations. Pretty much now, everybody's wearing a mask in those places.
Yeah.
So, and most places have a sign on the door that says you must wear a mask to come in.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I'm surprised. And I guess he's not talking to here, because almost everywhere I go now,
I think so too.
People have come around, whether they like them or not. And, you know, that's a good thing, because as long as we keep doing stuff like that and staying 6 feet away and all the little things that we've talked about, wash your damn hands. If you're sick, don't go out. Guess what? We can have a life. We can have things open. And you know, that's all I've said all along, is just please do that. But then people proved to me they couldn't, and that's the frustrating thing. Lamont says, I think when the world goes back to normal on November 4th, a lot of people will continue to work from home. Where'd you get that November 4th number? You mean 2021? I don't know that we're anywhere near normal. I mean, I hope that's the case. I would love to go. I was talking with the wife last night. It's like, maybe we should try to buy some tickets to get to Canada in November. It's like, aim for November.
Yeah.
And then was talking to some people up there. It's like, they would not be shocked if they keep the border closed until the end of the year. And she could get up there right now, and then she'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks. But it would be hard for me to get up there. Because they're not, and like, because she has family and technically land there, so technically she's
a citizen.
Yeah, so she could get there, but then she automatically has to quarantine for 2 weeks. So, Robert and Tomball says, all my churchy Kentucky family thinks the mask is a precursor to either Sharia law or the mark of the beast.
Oh, well.
You know what? That is in the Bible. Jesus says, do not wear a mask. That's like Ezekiel 25:37. Just don't wear a mask, I'm pretty sure. 713 asks, what upsets are you most likely to see this Saturday's UFC event? It says Holloway looked frail. Thoughts on that from listener Steven?
I don't know how much will be different in the Holloway Volkanovski fight than there was in the first one. I think that Volkanovski's sort of the new breed, and he beat up his legs with leg kicks in that first fight, and Holloway adjusted late in the fight. But if Holloway has to fight like that, if he has to fight where he's scared to get kicked in the legs, then now he becomes a one-dimensional fighter, and he's opened himself up to wrestling, which Volkanovski has but didn't have to use. I don't think there's much of a difference this time around. And if you want my full card, I posted for $1 today.
Yeah, pregame. Yeah.
So
for $1, you can afford $1.
$1, yeah. One American dollar.
And all picks are guaranteed to win unless they don't.
Unless they don't.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you're out $1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But you're entertained.
Yes. It's for entertainment purposes only, as they say.
Well, no, it's actually for trying to make money, but that's okay. What'd you go for food-wise over there?
Chicharrones.
Oh, okay.
With queso and jalapenos.
Ooh, they look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to my low-carb life,
I see.
Fred.
Yeah, that's what Rogelio was having over there. 215 says, I have fun with the mask rule. I got an airsoft mask that looks pretty intimidating. People keep 6 feet away when they see it. A Karen went crazy at me for it. Yeah, I've said all along, man, I don't, right now especially, it is hotter than I don't know what out today. I mean, I took the dog out about, because she being a nut, I had to take her out several times, and it was so freaking hot, and I don't like wearing a mask when it's that hot. I mean, I don't like wearing it the rest of the time, but you know what? I had a friend of mine who was telling me, yeah, well, he was in the first Gulf War. He goes, try being in the desert and having to wear that and a pack and everything else. I'm like, okay, you win. So, 713-780-ESPN. Pat in the 409 says, Beaumont people are getting better. If they forget the mask, they go back to the car and put it on without bitching. That's a good one. So, once again, Fred, you know nothing about the Bible, bro. Continue to act cool in the radio. You know what? Anytime you want to come have a debate about that in person, I will put my education up on that against yours any day of the week.
I am not
Dick.
I did not go to seminary, but I'm almost certain there's nothing in the Bible about wearing masks.
Yes, that is called a joke, loser. I'm serious about that. Anytime you want to come out and debate the Bible with me in person, I will be happy to do that. And you can tell me all about your extensive knowledge of it and how you wrote it.
Yeah, I won't debate the Bible with you, but Fred will. I will tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows, though, and how great they are, and the fact that they are doing installation. They're doing free consultations, of course, but they're doing installations right now. That they're making sure you're safe. They're making sure their people are safe. They're doing things the right way because it's crazy times out there. You want the best quality siding and windows from a family-owned company? Call Allstate Siding and Windows today for that free consultation. Learn about their summer specials. 30% off all windows. $2,500 off all full siding jobs. So this is not only going to up your curb appeal, it's not only going to up your resale value, it's also going to help with your energy bills because these are all energy-efficient windows and siding. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. Guys, you could be saving up to 40% on your electricity bill. I'm sorry, 40% on your electricity bill with Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows. I'm just trying to hit it. You not with it. Get up, miss it.
Catch him slipping, nifty, slippy. ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 409 asks, wondering if it's okay to bring my wife's copy of Jesus to get Fred to sign. Absolutely. Be happy to do it. Somebody's just tuning in, not sure if you spoke about it. But how do you feel about J.J. Watt not playing if he's required to wear the face shield in games because of the heat? Said he may sit out. I just saw that story. I have no problem if he decides to sit out. Do you? So, if that's his decision, then I respect it. I think, in fact, I mean, I don't really have any other comment other than that. Any of these guys that don't want to play in any sport because they're worried about catching the Rona or anything like that, I have no problem with it. And if it has to do with they have asthma, whatever. Go ahead and play it. Yeah.
I saw a tweet you had about a month ago about the possibility of the face shield inside the face mask all the way down. That does not beat the heat, does it?
My second year in the league, you know, I thought it'd be cool. I put a visor on my helmet. I was like, it looks so cool. I want to put a visor on. I had it on for about three periods of practice, and I said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die on it. I literally, just the face one. So now you're going to put something around my mouth, and you can keep that. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me out there on the field.
Well, to each their own, I suppose. It's not a... There will be a lot of people sitting out because of fear of coronavirus, but if it's just too hot to play in the mask, then so be it. I don't think that's going to win JJ any new fans.
No, but again, that's his choice.
Imagine if Jadeveon Clowney said that.
Oh, yeah, he'd get destroyed. But I wouldn't. I would say the same thing, whoever it is,
right.
as I've said consistently about any of these guys.
But it's a double standard with Texans fans. Like,
oh, of course.
And JJ can basically do no wrong, despite the fact that he hasn't been an above-average player in 2 years.
He's still good when he's on the field. The problem is he's just not on the
field. Never on the field.
He had one full season 2 years ago.
Attendance is also part of the grade,
yeah.
as Charles Polillo says.
Yeah. But I don't blame any of these guys. And fans are going to get pissed off. And actually, that's the column I wrote Tuesday. It's like, yeah, it's their choice, and if he can afford not to take a year off from work, then okay. He's well within his rights. And yeah, I think all the speculation on what they're going to do and stuff like that is still awful premature. And so I guess Lamont's point was that November 4th is Election Day and all this will go away then. Yeah, I don't think so. I wish it were that simple and that that big of a controversy. But... 858 asking thoughts on Woj telling the senator bleep you in an email. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking. I mean, I don't even respond to bleepweed Twitter people that way. I don't know that I've ever responded to an email like that.
No matter how you're.
But whether it's a senator or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of goes – I don't know. I just don't – maybe I have. I don't know.
Well, that's not true. When I've gotten unsolicited texts from political campaigns
– Yeah, but you're doing that to be funny.
I almost exclusively follow it up with, you know, something very rude. Because I don't think people should be texting you out of the blue. Spamming your cell phone.
I'm not a fan of that.
But, yeah, that's an interesting move. You know, and it's that it's a politician trying to do make a big splash,
right?
You know? So and now he's done it.
Yeah,
Woj gave it to him.
I don't know his name, so I couldn't tell you. But I just know he's from Missouri, but he's got his name out there now. But I don't know what the hell Woj is thinking. You know, that's just kind of now he has to come out and apologize. I'd be like, dude. You know what? Own it. People really need to own things more. That's all. 713-780-ESPN is the number. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. This is a Friday and Saturday when masks were mandated. Brazoria County law enforcement were not wearing the mask at Bucky's. So I bought a tall boy and opened it, took a sip on my way back to my vehicle. Yeah, you know what?
There's no rules for anybody then.
Although... A few weeks ago when we went to Bucky's, nobody had masks. On the one in Baytown on our way to go check on our land. When I guess it was Friday last week when we decided to take the dog and just go drive around the coast, we stopped at Bucky's. Everybody had masks on.
Okay.
So, you know, and there was even one guy who realized he didn't have his on and turned around, went back to his truck and got it.
I've done that a couple times.
I have, too.
I've, like, walked to the dorm and, like, damn it, got to go back. And, I always go back.
Yeah, that's a... I've done that twice now, but I've gotten to the where I've gotten to the door and I'm like, whoops, when I see the sign. But yeah, of course we have the no politics sign. But there was one political thing I kind of wanted to hit on just because I wanted to see what your reaction to this is, and I don't think it's that controversial. But did you see what de Blasio's doing in New York?
No,
they banned all gatherings except Black Lives Matter protests.
That's BS.
I have a real problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing, listen, I understand how important the Black Lives Matter movement is, and I'm behind you guys 100% on it, but I also don't think anybody should be out protesting in big groups right now.
If I was a, I don't know, if I wanted to go to a concert, I would just say, hey, this is a concert slash Black Lives Matter protest, and yeah, just whatever you want to do. This restaurant is the site of a Black Lives Matter protest from now on. Come on in.
I just feel like whenever you're saying, okay, these people can protest and nobody else can, that's a very dangerous path. And I think that that's wrong. And I know we live in different times, but if you're going to say no protest, it should be no protest, because basically you're saying, okay, these guys can do it, but if somebody wants to protest something else, which may also be very important, nope, sorry. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody said Sylvester Turner's doing the same bleep. I haven't heard that.
I've heard similar things. Yeah. It's garbage.
Yeah, I'm against that, but...
Like, I get there's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot of there's a lot of stuff that needs attention brought to it, but we also can't pretend that supersedes a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't have it both ways. We can't sit here and tell people you need to social distance, you need to wear a mask.
Except if you're doing this. Yeah. No, that's not right.
Yeah, that's – yeah, and I just think it's very, very dangerous, and maybe I've been watching too many, you know – Third Reich documentaries lately about how some of these things get started, but you know, that you shouldn't be allowed to determine who can do what and just pick and choose, because that is not American. So somebody says, a black man, that offends me, not to mention the disgusting pandering. Plus, look at it this way: hey, those protests are fine. If anybody's going to die from it, it might as well be them. That's the flip side of it. So, I know it's not on topic or Wednesday, but what are the odds Josh stays on permanent? I think it'd be a mistake to let him go somewhere else if you get a chance. I think we'd all love to have Josh. It's just,
if we get back to where we are in a position to hire people and we can keep Josh, I would love to. I honestly, for Josh's sake, because Josh has been such a good guy for this team, I hope that Josh finds a job before we have that opportunity. I hope he gets some big-time offer and he's like, dude, AJ, I appreciate it. I got to go. But if not, I hope we get to that point where I can hire him, certainly. I think he's very good.
Yeah, he's been a great addition. Fun dude. Very. I enjoy listening to his show. Always have. And yeah.
And I think when sports comes back, his show will be even better.
Yeah. But we also, you know, we're like a lot of businesses. We're not back yet. We're not close to back yet. And if we're on another lockdown for an extended period of time and lose a bunch more business, it's going to take longer to get back. I think, you know, we're doing well to keep what we have right now. And that's, you know, unfortunately, that's just where we all are. See your girl Holly wandered in.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So she's over there dazzling Roger and friends.
Oh, I'm not surprised. So, look at her.
Yeah. What are the odds Bill O'Brien trades Watson in a first-round pick for Raheem Mostert?
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that'll happen. Now, I could see him trading Deshaun Watson and two first-round picks for Raheem Mostert. I could see that.
Yeah, see, I think you're overstating.
Who gives up one first-round pick?
It's got to be a first and a second. So it'll have to be next year's first and second, because guess what happened to this year's first and second?
That's gone. Yeah, it'll be like Deshaun, and the logic will be: listen, we had to give up Deshaun on the cheap because he wants a new contract, and there's only a certain amount of teams who can give him that contract. So, like Arizona with DeAndre, when you want money. Now, when we were bringing in a guy who was up for a new contract, we overpaid. But we're the only team that does that, all right? We're the only team that goes pays all these draft picks and then pays him on top of it, like we did with Tunsil. But most teams, they don't want to give you much for a guy that they got to pay.
Now, AJ, you have to understand how trades work.
Right.
And there's so much that goes into it. And what you see on the surface isn't necessarily, you know, something you can judge.
What a dope.
That's what Bill O'Brien's told me, and I believe everything Bill O'Brien has to say.
As he should.
Yeah.
Capital P, capital E, Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital N.
It's what's best for the team.
It's so weird because when he's playing stuff like that, it sounds like it's coming from in here or somewhere else. So like, I couldn't tell what that was. I thought somebody was on a speaker here.
You know what is really bumming me out about the idea that I'm not sure if sports are going to come back. I checked my back end of pregame.com to see like where you can see like what your sales have done.
Yeah.
And I've sold a handful of these like full season all access football packages that are not cheap at all. And I got a feeling I'm never going to see that money.
Because yeah.
If football doesn't happen, that money's going to go right back to the customers.
Yeah, I haven't checked lately to see, but I'm pretty sure we did really well with the Belmont, just judging on the response I got from people. But
I sent a text to RJ and didn't hear back from him. So I doubt he'll be on today, but I'm actually going to call him on my way home tonight and see if we can set up for next week.
Yeah, I've been meaning to reach out to him for a couple weeks now and just see what's going on, but I haven't had the chance. I've been something always comes up. Like somebody will call that I need to talk to, or somebody will send me a text and I forget. So, and plus with the hour, he keeps later hours than a lot of people do. So by the time I think about it, it's almost time for us to go on the air. But I'm interested to see how things are going. Is that music that I hear? All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. And come on out, check it out, man. Really cool place. Got golden tea for people who like golden tea. Lots of good beer on tap. I had the Crawford Bach earlier. Nick Sharara's out here. You can come and meet him and even mate with him probably. Holly's here. Come meet her. Juggy Trey is now here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's kind of a powerhouse table over there with them and Rogelio. But good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Something really unfortunate happened during the break.
Indeed.
Some of the dust. These chicharrones are very spicy. There's some sort of spicy dust on top, and there's like pepper flakes and stuff, and there's jalapeno juice. Who knows what it was exactly, but something has made its way into my eyeball.
That's not good.
And I'm basically blind.
Is there anything worse than like when you get a piece of dust or something in your eye and you can't get it out?
No.
That is the worst. Well, I mean, dying of Rona is worse.
That's worse.
Yeah, I mean, in a matter of scale.
Right.
But yeah, I hate that, especially when it's like 2 hours and you can't get rid of the thing, even when you put Visine in there or whatever and make yourself cry and everything else, and it just doesn't go away. That is the worst.
Well, I'm going to have to make a bathroom trip.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So a lot of other conferences are upset with the Big Ten for their decision yesterday.
I'm sorry.
I don't hate the idea. And just from a financial standpoint, it makes sense.
It does. And the truth of it is, I mean, you pay these smaller schools for a service. I mean, that's just the facts. You're paying them to come in and get their ass whooped by you. And you get a big gate, they get a little bit of money. It's a win-win for everybody around. this is like, you know, hiring someone to come, you know, mow your lawn or trim your trees. It's like someone's going to come trim your trees, but now your tree got struck by lightning and you're going to have to get the tree removed. So now the tree's doing you no good.
Right.
So having someone come trim the tree isn't going to help you. So it's like now telling the tree trimmer guy saying, well, you still need to pay me for this job. It's like, well, there's just no job now. I'm sorry, Bowling Green or Ball State or Western Michigan. There's just no jobs for you here right now because there's no football games, at least with fans. So we don't need you to come in and give us a gate. So it's not all that difficult to figure out. It's canceled. People cancel games all the time. It's not the end of the world. Now, does it suck for Bowling Green and Ball State that they're losing out on that income? Yes. Does it also suck for Ohio State and Michigan that they're losing out on? Because that's the thing. Those teams make $2 million to come in and get their asses whooped by these big-time programs. They only get that $2 million because Michigan and Ohio State are probably getting $7 million at the gate. So it's just kind of their, you know, here's your chunk of the pie.
Right.
So if there's no pie, there's no chunk for them to give. You know what I mean? I would guess if Ball State, if they said, hey, Michigan says, hey, we can't pay you to come in. You're welcome to come play us for free if you want, since there's no fans. Do you think Ball State would be all that thrilled about it? Probably not.
No, and beyond that, I mean, besides it, I just think it's a good business decision.
I do too.
But it's funny that we're seeing all these people upset and that there's a debate about it, when the reality is there may not even be 10 games.
Right.
And I think what they're saying is, at best, this is what we're going to be able to do. And I don't fault it. And it's a diehard FSU fan, going to suck if we don't get to play Florida. Well, yeah, it will. But guess what? You'll get them next year. At some point, especially when it comes to sports, tradition is just going to have to go out the window for a year. This isn't. Yeah, I don't get people who think this is still business as usual in the world, because it's not. And I think it's great that some of these sports leagues are trying to have something. And it's not going to be normal. It's not going to be what you're used to. So I just kind of wish people would accept that in everything. It's, yeah, well, we're not supposed to be around 600,000 people. Okay, don't be around 600,000 people. I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I just think people still don't get it.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Won't they still owe these smaller schools some money because of contractual obligations? How does that work? I'm sure there's a clause in there about if it has to be canceled.
Yeah.
Because every year you have hurricanes. Sometimes games get canceled for that. So
So let's say Southern Miss was going to go play Miami, and a hurricane hits Miami, and they have to cancel the game.
Can't reschedule it.
It's not like they're going to pay Southern Miss because a hurricane hit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It sucks for Southern Miss, but it sucks for Miami too because they don't get that home gate.
Yeah.
This sucks for everybody.
Yeah, that's – and, I mean, this whole – it's the big bad Big Ten, you know, screwing the little guys. Well, guess what? The big guys are losing money too.
Yes.
And, you know, it's – you've already seen Stanford cut programs. Last time I checked,
Stanford has $1 billion endowment.
Yeah.
$1 billion plus. I don't even know what it is. I guarantee it's over $1 billion, though. And they're having to do this. So I don't think there's a single school in the Big Ten with a bigger endowment than Stanford, and they're having to make serious cuts.
And that's going to be this. You know, you talk about the second wave. I don't know if there's going to be a second wave of Rona, but there are going to be a second wave of sports cutbacks at some point, because yeah, it's like anything else. It's like when we shut down the first time, there were some businesses that could fade that, and as soon as they came back, it's like, all right, good, we made it through that. Well, getting shut down again, they may not be able to make it. And you're going to see a lot of this with sports. So, going to have to stop telling people I listen to your show. Some of your texters are the worst, and I don't want to be associated with them. That's okay. There's good and bad people. Most of the texts are good. I like to make fun of people when they're silly. But, you know, although I think right now it's a little worse than it was before. I think in general people are just way on edge right now. I even had a dude give me grief last night on the stupid poker site because he didn't like a play I made. And it's like, okay, thanks, Phil Ivey, for your advice. I appreciate it. I don't really care, but it's amazing to me how on edge people are and how snippy they are. Football moves to spring. Would the players do a spring with a short break and go full summer? I don't know what they would do, and I don't think they've thought about how that would work. And I know Matt Leinart's out there, you know, spreading hyperbole about how it'd be catastrophic for players to play in the spring. Let's see. If they played a schedule in the spring, I don't think it's your full 12-game championship game, playoff schedule, bowl schedule. And you'd obviously have to push back the start of 2021 because you're not going to have them play until June, take a few weeks off, and then play again and get ready for camp. So, there's a lot of silly speculation out there right now because we don't know. But I'm sure that there'd be some changes.
Are we at a soccer match?
Did somebody just score a goal?
I don't
what?
Know.
I missed something? So, all right. Let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Got a little Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in the crib.
ESPN 97.5.